Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The price of progress is pain. The price of progress is pain.
2024 is not going to be any different than 2023. If you're no different in 2024 than you were in 2023, things do not get better because of a new year. They get better because of a new you. You don't just change a calendar page. You don't just change a date. You have to change you. The date doesn't mean nothing. You can be as bad today as you were yesterday. You can be as unhappy today as you were yesterday, regardless of what the date on the calendar is. Determine what it is needs to be changed. Determine what it is you're going to replace that with.
If there's something inside of you that you don't like, a behavior, an emotion, a thought, it's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a pattern. And we can develop patterns and do them so often that we think we're our patterns. It's just a habit of thinking, habit of emotion. It's a pattern. You can change any pattern when you stop thinking there's something wrong with you.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Oh man, your struggle is what made you who you are now. Your life was basically the perfect grounds for training for where you need to go in your life. You have these tools. You were training for this stuff, man. You have the advantage of everybody else. It was the absolute perfect training ground for you to go to where you need to go.
Embrace the labels they put on you. People might call you obsessed. Let them. First, they'll ask you why. Then they'll ask you how. It's only crazy until it's not. Your progress will be a direct reflection of your hard work. Stay true to your beliefs, make self-improvement a priority, and just keep going.
You know for in fact, in your mind, yeah, I should probably be doing it. And then you don't do it anymore. You just cheat yourself.
If you got something that you want, what is stopping you from getting it? You got to realize that you're in complete control, right? You're behind the wheel every fucking day.
Never going to be able to understand how your mind works if you don't spend any time in it. If you want to make long-term change, you have to learn how your mind tries to stop you from doing it. Your mind doesn't want you to change. It wants you to stay where you're at. It wants you to stay comfortable. So when you get uncomfortable, it starts telling you lies. It says, this is dangerous, you're tired, you're injured, something's wrong. But the problem is you never get to know that it's bullshit. Because the minute you get uncomfortable, you start hearing that voice and you start listening to it. And you run away from it. You have to live within in that resistance. You have to get comfortable in that resistance. That moment right there is the only moment where you can learn how to master your mind. Because if you want to master it, you have to understand it. And you can't understand it if you don't put it to the test.
Don't sink the ship right now. Just keep your head above water. Maintain and just try and hold on.
And hopefully give yourself a chance to notice the magic, the mystical.
Self-doubt grows when you engage in negative talk to talk yourself out of the things you want to be trying. There is so much pain in talking yourself out of trying things. And it just makes me so sad and frustrated to see so many of you that are listening really feeling this desire to try something and putting all your energy into talking yourself out of it.
I want to remind you that where you are in life right now is not who you are, okay? Who you were has created the life that you're living right now, but who you are.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
R is a different version of yourself. You have felt pain. You have learned lessons, hopefully. You have gone through things that previous self didn't know or hadn't experienced. And now you are equipped with a different perspective, with different skills, and a better understanding of what decisions need to be made to change the outcome that you are currently living in.
Sometimes you have to get away from certain people and things to actually start believing in you, to actually start knowing who you are, to get clear on your visions, clear on your dreams and your goals in life, you know? And sometimes that takes isolation, you know, but so often we strip ourselves from the gifts of that isolation because we're so focused on how lonely we are. We're so focused on how we don't have anybody to relate to. We're so focused on how we just feel like nobody's there for us. What if that time you can be using to get clear on who you are, to get clear on the things that you want to do, to get clear on your goals, you know, to start believing in yourself, to start having a real relationship with yourself.
Think that everything the mind tells you, I need to follow, that means freedom. No, for us, it's the other way around. To learn and not follow what the mind tells you. This is the first step towards freedom.